My name is Alan Dunlop and I'm founding director of FAME Mission, a mission we founded and pioneered 20 years ago, myself and my wife Irene. The story I'm about to relate concerns one of the many Christmases that I was alone, away from home, family and friends, my wife overseas, and I was working outside. One night, it was 24th of December, 2009, I was doing some writing. I was enclosed in a mosquito net to keep away the insects from the lamp that I was using. And all in all, I was a weird looking sight. But there was a church 200 yards down the way from me, Pentecostal church. The people had been going hard at it now for 2 hours. The music was deafening, and the singing, well, it was something else again. So by 9:20, I thought I would had enough of writing. I would go out through the gate, walk down the road, and see what was going on. So I left down my books, asked the watchman to open the gate, and I walked the short distance down to where the church was. I sat down in the road and there was a yellow beam of light shining out from the open door, and the people inside were listening to a sermon shouted through a microphone. I couldn't tell you the level of decibels, but it was certainly above the law. And I sat and I watched them, and I watched them then sing, I watched them sway, I watched them jump and dance. And I had pity on them. Pity for the reason I had fed those same people earlier that day in a food for work program. It was a hungry time at that time of the year, and in that year, 2009, and I fed the people in a food for work program. And the same people now I was watching as they, in their own way, praised the Lord, praised their God, whom they professed, and celebrated his birthday as they understood it. I didn't go in through the door. I was happy to stay where I was. But I just considered, here are people. They'd been out working for food for me earlier on that day. They had gone home with what I had given them. They prepared supper. And now they were here. Now they were here, singing and dancing to the early hours of the morning almost. And they would continue to do it, praising God. Now, I don't particularly countenance all they did or said, but I have respect for them. I love them. I'm working with them. They're our community. And it just goes to show you that however difficult people do get life, and it is a difficult time, they can still, in their own way and according to their own light, serve God. Now that speaks to me of resilience and something to be respected.